I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A county in southwestern Iran has been placed in lockdown following a new spike of COVID-19 cases. Now, Iran has suffered one calamity after another this year between COVID-19, U.S. sanctions, and even a locust plague. And just this past week, Iran suffered an earthquake and lost a ship during a military training accident. Reza of Global Catalytic Ministry says many Iranians feel these events represent the judgment of God on the country.
They're looking for answers outside of, Islam. And right now, it's like they're saying there's a second wave of the coronavirus. I could say there's a new wave of people coming to Jesus because of all the events that has happened.
Reza says all these things converging on Iran are not coincidence. He asks believers to pray for the people of Iran during Ramadan, especially that many would encounter the risen Christ and be drawn away from Islam. And today ends our series about unreached people groups, or UPGs, in the greater Middle East, North Africa, and Pakistan. Ken, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, says believers in this North African nation were severely persecuted for decades. Now, political openness is creating gospel opportunities. A collaborative effort is underway to reach four strategic unreached people groups in Sudan. Those groups represent 31 million people who don't know Jesus and can't access the gospel. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Us in the West, we want to do. I've never heard God say, do more. I've heard him say many times, be quiet and listen. Let's take a time out and listen to God. What does God want to do?
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pandite. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.